But I nodded off and then jumped out of bed and said, whoops, I belong to that studio. Probably broke a few speed limits on the way here. But it's worth it. That's why I do this. Definitely not for recognition. I've enjoyed enough of that. To me, recognition is something that's very personal. I don't need to be written up in papers, although I have been sometimes in my life. I don't need a company to enjoy me and give me kudos as long as they leave me alone and let me do my work. But to me, the recognition that counts is either in the eyes of a child who enjoys his life and turns out to be a good person, the look on a neighbor's face when they realize I'm there to help them if they need it, the look of a stranger especially, because I've enjoyed it, when I'm stuck at a roadside when I was younger and someone comes over to help me. So there are these different levels of satisfaction that I think we all have to understand. And me, I keep saying I'm simple to people, and they keep saying, sure, just about as simple as a nuclear power plant. Well, you know, as time goes on, we'll probably have a two-year-old that'll build a nuclear power plant. Simple as a matter of relation to where you are and what you're doing. Today, midweek, I told my producer that my topic was going to be kind of simple, at least in title. It's patriotism versus profits. Anyway, patriotism. And then this was not in anticipation, because we've all been anticipating, when is Mueller going to do what he's doing? When is he going to issue a report? When is he going to end this thing that we're all living with? Everybody was looking to Mueller, as we sometimes do, because we generally like to have a hero, a leader. But even if you find a hero or a leader, it doesn't mean they're going to solve all your problems or our problems. And especially, depending on what the leader is doing, and in Mueller's case, now, way back when the president was really trying to kick Mueller out and get rid of him, because when you are a person who's basically insecure inside, which I think at this point most people have gotten the idea. Donald blusters a lot, makes a lot of big statements, but he's really like an insecure child. So when Donald tried getting rid of him, because he felt anything that's challenging him could maybe show up what he himself knows are his faults. He'll never admit them, which is his biggest weakness. A human that can admit that I've done something wrong or I don't feel right, and, you know, you're not always up to par. That's a human who has strength in their ability to tell the truth and to deal with life. When you don't, you sometimes fictionalize everything and you go down a road trying to make yourself into what you're not. In Trump's case, part of his character was running around with the prettiest ladies, being seen, being able to grab whoever the heck he wants, like he said. So, and get away with it. As I said in one of my podcasts way back, when I was in public school, I realized that debating is an interesting art form. And if you're good at debating, they can put you on a team to debate a topic. Doesn't mean you picked a topic. Hopefully you're familiar with it. And when you debate it, they could put you on side A or side B, against a topic or for it, because there are no absolute answers in most cases. Don't get me wrong, there are things that if you're dead, you're dead. But the circumstances of how you got there, maybe, is what's in question. So we end up, I hope I don't sound too philosophical, but I am being that way because I want people to think about these things. While I said knowledge is useless if it can't be communicated, to me, part of knowledge is the feeling of understanding. Feeling of understanding. Okay.
So let's get back. If you can't communicate these things and people don't know what you're talking about or what you're trying to say, so we get down to someone who has to act out to make themselves feel more comfortable. That's Donald. I've met people like that. We all on occasion want to. We want to impress somebody. You may be a teenager. You see somebody sitting at the side. You want to dive off the highest diving board and impress them with your athletic prowess by doing a double flip, maybe splitting your stomach open when you hit the water wrong. And then maybe they'll come over and talk to you because they think you almost killed yourself. The way to impress people is to make people know you're sincere and serious and, you know, that you're available for understanding and talking and help. We all need help at some time. And the only way a community thrives and as the earth goes on about its business, we keep flooding it with more and more people. This may sound like stream of consciousness, but it is. Anyway, so as we get more and more people, we have to interact. We're going to bang into people more often. It's not going to be where you run away and hide in a cave. So you want to be liked. Everybody wants to be liked. A lot of people don't want to capitulate because what you say doesn't suit them. Now, this is when people bang up against each other. What you say doesn't suit is a matter of, okay, you could express your opinion. Doesn't mean I have to obliterate you. Doesn't mean I have to agree with you. And it doesn't mean I have to run away from it. So we were expecting Mueller to clean up all of the nonsense that we thought we're seeing because as this president plays out, and we all have enough blame for him being in office, whether it was rigged, whether the Russians helped him get more votes or suppress other votes, whether other people in their rush to get the conservative bent. And believe me, I'm a conservative. I like things to stay the same but progress for the better. So, titles are not always the best things to look at. We have a constitution that is phenomenal. As I've said also before, is the preamble to the Constitution. To me, when you read it, that's the mission statement for our country. So what all this is about, patriotism. Mueller was not going to end up curing all of our ills and all of the things that have come out about Trump, his business, his family, friends, what he does. It's up to us. Just as it was up to us when Trump was running to not be apathetic and decide, well, he's saying Hillary's crooked, you know, she'll get enough votes, I don't have to go out. Part of the reason this man won, forget about help, through the cyber attacks on our politics, our networks, through the Facebooks. The sad thing is that we all pay attention and follow a nice post that someone puts, something that hits us. When you do marketing research, you find out what is a person's interest. So if you put something out that will grab your interest, I'm always laughing, being a bit old-fashioned, but yet being modern. I am a scientist at heart. I like inventing things, hopefully things that may work. It's another story we could always get into. I'm working on a few things that, because I believe we have serious problems and scientific knowledge and a little bit of functionality could maybe help. And that is not always going ahead, but maybe reaching back, redesigning and changing things. So anyway, Mueller was never going to cure all the ills of what came out and is still coming out about Donald. Donald needs reining in or controlling. As everybody has heard through the last few years, if they didn't know it before, we have three co-equal branches of government. The executive, which is the guy who feels he's kingly, and to understand what he thinks about the executive branch in his case, when he was campaigning, he used to complain that Obama uses executive orders too much. I haven't looked at the current score, but I can tell you that Trump easily has issued two or three times as many executive orders in the few years he's been in there than Obama issued in the eight that he was in there. Trump looks at it in executive order, whether anybody's bothered to think about it or not, as an edict, not an order. I'm in charge. I know what's right. I'm going to put this out. Look at my cute signature. And just obey it. Well, he's got the wrong country and wrong group of people. We will not be subjugated by anybody, no matter who he thinks he is, no matter what he thinks he can get away with. And as things come out and more proof is shown. So Mueller, being what I labeled, not that I told him or anybody, but I did put it out on the internet in an answer to something that someone had posted. I said, Mueller is what I consider a patriotic, intellectual warrior. He's a man who didn't use a slight infirmity to get out of serving the government. And he came from a background that was enough that he could have. He had, I believe it was a knee problem, but he worked for a few years on getting it better so he could pass and get into the military and serve. And he didn't serve in what we consider peacetime, although I've postulated to many people there is no such thing as peacetime. There have been thousands upon thousands of books written about the period after World War II, up till somebody thinks they turned the clock off about what we call the Cold War. Well, the Cold War became the Warmer War when Putin took over in Russia, and he wants it to be back to the famous Soviet Union and have more prominence. There are a lot of things that are changing on the planet. China's growing astronomically. When Trump came in and said, we've got to stop China and the rest of it, we don't have to stop China. What we have to do is look into ourselves and recognize that we gave China the relevance it has by simple greed of people in charge of businesses and operations saying, I could go over there and make it for less, ship it back, keep my profits offshore, and I get rich and enhanced. And, you know, the country, the U.S. is still that great market. That's why you want to sell there. So this greed is what pushed a lot of profits from what they took out of the country in purchases, put off shore, and China got their piece of it. And while those people were being greedy and building up trillions of dollars offshore, which we've granted some limited amnesty so they could bring those funds back, I'll get to them in a minute or so. This may sound complicated. It isn't. It just needs looking at. Complicated is if you're not sure what you're doing, don't stick your finger into an electric socket. Of course, it may be the last thing you'll see. It's flash. Anyway, so the co-equal branches, as I said, is Trump. Then you've got Congress. And Congress, it's been so clear to anybody who's been around for a while, as I have. Congress has not been doing its job. I grew up watching Congress do its job. I spent time during my career in corporate America with different companies in different industries, going to Washington because I fully understood that we all have rules and regulations. This is a country under what we call the rule of law. And that's not an oppressive rule of law. That's a diagram for how you run the country, what is okay, what is good for people in interacting. The law is actually a living thing that grows. The laws that we look at date back way before this country existed. The majority of our laws come from older English laws, but even other cultures that came up with things that made sense that became a foundation for where we went. The third branch are the courts. Now, the courts have yet to be finally heard. So when they announced this Mueller report, after I chose the title for today's thing of patriotism versus profits, in other words, that trade-off, when we were kids, at least when I was, when you learn basic economics, you'll note I keep going off on tangents, but they're all streams that feed into the main river. It's a river of thought that has its branches. So bear with me, guys, we're getting there. So we learned a very simple economic thing of guns versus butter. They said that you can only do so much with your resources. Guns versus butter was, if you're under attack, you want to put more of your resources into guns to protect yourself. When you're done with fighting, you want to switch your resources back to butter because you want to be able to feed the population and make sure they don't starve. Oversimplification, my explanation of guns versus butter. Which do you choose? It's a situational answer when it comes to humanity. So, patriotism versus profits. Again, this is a choice. It's not that you can't do both, but which is more important to you? If you like the life we're living, this country's been here as a country for over 240 years now since the Declaration of Independence. However, staying here, being the same, for our children, our grandchildren, and others to come, do we want to be written up in some space history book as, yeah, that was a great society, just like Rome, just like ancient Greece, and blah, blah, blah. Why do societies become great and disappear? In most cases in the old times, and this is, again, a gigantic oversimplification, it was because the society, no matter how big or great or extensive, was kind of centered around a ruler. That ruler, if they died, the son took over or someone else took over who was next in line under either a brutal succession or a staged succession. And they looked at things differently and it changed. This country was founded on what I call an experiment. And it's an experiment that is still ongoing. The more we recognize that, the more we understand what each of us individually have that influences how this country stays, where it goes. The experiment was the founding fathers, generally being literate or street smart, either way, sat down together and said, well, we ran away from authoritarian governments in Europe and other places, because we felt we wanted the freedom to go. As I've said in a prior podcast, we are not nationalistic, we're not capitalistic, we're not socialistic. These are old terms. You know, I'm going to sell you a cookie. What flavor do you want? We can eat a different flavor cookie, but the way the forefathers put together our government was these branches, checks and balances you keep hearing. It's just a simple way of saying there's supposed to be somebody on watch to make sure that one part doesn't steer us so far off in a direction that we are no longer the United States. Now, the Mueller report came out after I titled today's podcast, and we've all been waiting for it. And Mueller is a guy who has fought for his country, been wounded for his country, and still fought for his country when he came out in the roles that he played within our government. The roles that we don't always see. The term clandestine, you think of spies. Well, we have a lot of things that are security for our country. We monitor things. In the atomic age after World War II, I recognized that we set up Strategic Air Command. We set up NORAD, which was a, to those of you not over 50, we set up radar, which was the big thing at that point after World War II. We didn't have satellites to check people. We wanted to be able to get a warning if somebody was flying a plane to come to us to bomb us. And then when they started building intercontinental ballistic missiles and stuff, we wanted to make sure that we had early warning systems, so we put radar and stuff out far enough. We built missile silos so that If they sent it in, we're going to make sure that if they're going to kill us, we're going to kill them. As I said, there's more than enough nuclear material in the United States and in Russia to get rid of life many times over. And if we got attacked by a smaller country with nukes, be it North Korea, by the time they fired the first, second, or even the first 10, yes, we're going to lose people. But because of the size of our landmass and the amount of equipment that we have, we're basically going to turn North Korea into glass. By that I mean they'll be hit with enough nuclear material that it will overheat and blow every building to smithereens and then melt it down to a nice glassy sandy finish, you know. As what happens when you heat things, they get back to basic structure. Do we want that? No. Is it a deterrent? Yes, it is. There are madmen who don't care if they die. So now we get back. We're here with Mueller. We've got a character who's in the White House, and he's kowtowing to dictators. He himself is acting like one right here. Congress is not doing its job. So we've got the executive and Congress, the first two of the three branches of the co-equal government. So the courts were left. As I've said on my podcasts, you don't want to label yourself a patriot, but I'm not afraid of the title. I had no trouble at 18, as I've said, registering for the draft and saying, let me serve, let me get it out of the way. My country deserves my time. I valued the country I live in and what it grants me. The ability to do what I want, to grow. If I want to be a bum, I can go live in the woods and talk to no one. It's getting harder with population growth. So I did file with the courts because I felt that all these people who are going through all these wonderful I words, impeachment and indictment, it's not always the answer. Because during my working years, I dealt with situations that it was a matter of getting someone to agree to something. I could decide that something was right or wrong, but how do I convince someone who has to hand me a permit, a certificate of occupancy, a license to do business, or what else? So what I did was chart what I call critical path analysis for corporations of how they could do their business and be successful without cheating, without paying people off. And selfishly, I did it so that I knew that when they gave me my paycheck, it was good because they had money in the bank. Because there are many ways of manipulating profits and income to show that you're doing great, and maybe you're not, and you go out of business. So all of this, the Mueller report, Mueller, at the beginning when he's being besieged by the president and could have been fired, Mueller being very intelligent and very tactical. You could go back and talk about him being an officer in Vietnam, even in the field under fire, being strategic and calm and doing what he had to survive and for us to come out of it in one piece. Anyway, he started farming out a lot of this stuff so that even if they shut him down, certain things are in evidence other places. In fact, while Donald likes to make everybody believe that the beginning of this whole mess was that dossier that was paid for by the Clinton group, well, you know what? It's clear to anybody who's listening that everybody in politics does what's called op-ed research. Whether it was the Clintons or not, they were doing op-ed research on the guy they were facing. He was doing it on them. How do you think he talked about the different things about what he thought Hillary was? But he didn't say she did this, she did that. He just wanted to lock her up. She's crooked. Turned a lot of people off. They didn't like what was going on. But Mueller made sure he spread things out there. Now, Mueller had a narrow path. When you give somebody who's as developed as he is a narrow path to answer, he's going to do everything. I've been listening to all the different news media, but listening to people who knew him over the years and knew how thorough he is. One of the best explanations of a top prosecutor who worked with him, who took over a case that he had to finish. When he went into the box to look at the information, they said it was nothing more for him to do except prosecute the case, because Mueller had done research from the day the person got their birth certificate up to the day they were looking at going into court, and every avenue that was out there. Mueller is careful and doesn't mind lots of work and brings all the pieces together so he doesn't miss anything. So to me, it meant he was going to, on a topic he had, maybe he didn't find the link with the picture of Donald handing Putin a piece of paper. And maybe without that, he wouldn't. But we've all heard what's out there. There are many laws that have been broken, but that doesn't mean it's impeachable. And as I said, I have gone to the courts pre him being elected, but post, when the information was available, because I think my I word is Donald is invalid as a president. He broke the rules going for the title. Not just the rules, but the laws. For example, solicitation isn't always understood well by people. I'm not an attorney, but I can tell you. If you just think solicitation, people think of prostitution and stuff like that. Yet we drive around and we can go in areas and it says no soliciting on these premises. Solicitation is when somebody tries to get you to do something. Now, that may not be bad. I can be a mother and I say, hey, eat your breakfast before you go to school. That's soliciting you to do something. Not illegal. It's just the cause that's important to me, because I want my child to be healthy, to have enough food in his body that maybe he learns that day at school. So solicitation. Under the federal election laws, there's a section, you can do the research, I did, where it says you're not allowed to solicit help from foreign nationals, foreign corporations, foreign countries, especially one that is a known adversary of ours. When Trump, during the campaign, stood up and said, in front of everybody, because he feels that when you go bold, people say, this can't be wrong. Is he breaking the law in front of us? He really feels that people think that because you do something in plain sight, that it isn't breaking the law, or anybody won't pursue it because they feel, who could be that dumb? Dumb and bold are two sides of a different coin. Russia, if you're listening. Now, it doesn't matter if they were listening. It doesn't matter if they answered. That was a raw solicitation that is illegal under federal election laws. So if you're running to ascend to a title called president and you break the law, in any contest, there are rules. Whether it's baseball, football, beauty pageants. If you're running and they find out after they've given you the title that you broke the rules, they can take the title away from you because you cheated to get there. So I pointed this out in my simple filing with the court system, the federal court system, and we'll see how it all goes. I may have an April 1st surprise for you. I may not. We'll see. I'm hoping. Everything is about timing, and it isn't always timing that's perfect, but timing that happens by occurrence of laws, rules, and regulations. So patriotism. We have Donald, who had these bone spurs that he can't remember what foot it's in. Believe me, I've known a lot of people with bone spurs. I've had some calcium deposits myself. And the bottom line is, you know when you're hurting, where you're hurting and why. Hey, good morning to Jacqueline. I appreciate that from Facebook. And Jerry, I hope you can hear us today. I know sometimes you haven't. I've checked with my technical people, just an aside, folks, which I do all the time. They dial in on their own phone to see if it's coming across right. So the days you haven't heard, I've questioned it, and they've done what I would do. Try my phone to see if they could hear me right on the medium you were listening. Oh. As to my alter ego, let me just say this. My alter ego is a very bright, very driven person who I appreciate tremendously, not just because of what my alter ego says, but I guess I'm one of those people that like the challenge of life, of people who are smart, people who think, people who could be your best friends, that I don't dislike them because they disagree with me. Their disagreement with me may be showing me something that I've missed. None of us are perfect. Anybody who thinks they're perfect should just go back and check their mirror. And I don't mean in looks. I just keep it a simple idea. So anyway, I may on April 1st have an interesting story to add to what I think our system can do and will do. But back to Mueller. So Mueller's issued this report. We're going to get to see it one way or another. With 300 plus million people in the country, someone will leak a copy, hopefully not with anything that's sensitive, because again, we do have this blanket that people don't see of our trained government agents, our bureaus that do things. We monitor, as I said, when we got into the Cold War with nuclear, putting out weapons. We also try and infiltrate, send people in there. Sometimes spying is not a nasty thing. All you have to do is, if you can enter another country where you want to know what's going on and have some feeling, you could send some people to just go live there and work there, whatever, and just going around reading their papers. This is what's important that people don't get. You want to listen to and read as much from different medias as you can absorb. Because when you take all of those things and you cull them down and synthesize, everybody has their own slant on what they're reporting. You as an individual have to decide, nah, this stuff is too much shit. It isn't really real. They're just trying to bulk it up or sound good or make a reputation. Or these people are trying to convince us of something that we know is wrong. There are all these things in between. So Mueller puts out a report. We're going to see it. He may not indict the other I word. However, he's already put stuff out that's in the other court systems and Department of Justice systems, state, local, and the rest of it. People who've heard that the Manhattan DA and the New York State Attorney General have filed suits. So even if Donald wanted to pardon himself on federal charges or anybody else, and hey, strategically, because he's not a dummy, nastiness and dumbness aren't always the same thing. He pardoned Sheriff Joe Arpaio, a really nasty character. So he wanted to say, see, I'm going to let the worst of the worst go, at least my opinion, because Sheriff Joe Arpaio is not one of the nice humans I think of when I look at this planet. But Trump was putting down a marker saying, see, I can do what I want with whom I want. So now we're going to read the Mueller report. There's going to be a lot of information in it, a lot of it damning, but a lot of it that's already going in. We've had tons of serious news media who've investigated the Trump family going back. They did a year of research on his father. They've written articles and books on it. Read it, guys. This is where he learned his craft. His children. Now, would I be shocked if I find out that his, I think, 12-year-old son is also on the federal payroll, getting almost $200,000 a year of our money? No. He'd probably tell us, well, I have him, so he tells me what the youth is thinking. That's an easy one for him to spin. Ivanka? Jared, it's clear by the evidence that's been in public that Jared has gone to set up what he calls back-channel communications with not just the Soviet Union, or Russia as they're called nowadays. These things undermine what is our democracy. Having it is one thing, giving no notes, not allowing people who travel with you that are part of our government that protects us by keeping track of things. I don't mean that everything the government does is right. Believe me, I know better than that. That's why when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, I lived in the middle of some of the biggest gangs in the city. And they were rough, and they all wanted you to join them because they figured if you live in a neighborhood, you should be on their gang. I was big enough and I guess maybe smart enough to say things that said, you really don't need me in your gang. I'm not against you, but I have other things I'm doing. I didn't express it that way, but I expressed it in a way that they left me alone. I've been very independent because that's what my country gives me. That's why I was willing to serve when I was 18. I want this country to continue. I want what we've granted from our forefathers to continue for my grandchild and my great-grandchildren when they come, or anybody else, anybody who comes here. All of these laws protect us. Immigrants who come here have to work within it. Immigrants don't necessarily fit into a pattern of taking just a job at a store or a factory, so they have to use their talents to develop something. And nowadays, as I've explained before in other podcasts, people with money, it's easy for them to come here, even not become a citizen. If you've got enough money, you open a company, whether outside the country, and then form a subsidiary here. If you have a business going here, you can get a visa to come in the country. You could live here to oversee your business. You could bring in people to work in your business if you need them. Without going into the details and complexity, so everybody doesn't have to become a citizen to live here. And there are plenty of people who live here who are not citizens. And we're not just talking about ambassadors, consulates, and people in those embassies. So, we have a country, we have borders. To protect them, we have to do a lot of monitoring. We need people to cooperate with the system, not fight it, not change it because it doesn't suit them, because they want to be the central leader. And they have such a great brain, as Donald has said, that he doesn't need the generals to tell him anything. Our economy, Powell, Fed Reserve Chairman, that he put in, because Janet Yellen was another one of these people that he didn't need. Powell was an equivalent of Janet Yellen. They both similarly believe in the way our economy runs. I've studied enough of the Fed Reserve to say so. And Powell has just issued something that they're ratcheting back. They're not going to do any more interest things for the rest of the year. He can see that. But why? Our economy is slowing down. Full employment, all these great things. The stock market going up and then dropping precipitously. Donald is a one-trick pony. He deals with, find me a piece of land, I'm going to build a bigger, brighter, prettier, blingier building than anybody else. That's what I am. I am this great builder, this developer. He isn't. He hires people who build the building. But if he can make a deal and then he gets it set up so he gets his money, and then at the end he screws people by declaring bankruptcy, but the money that gets lost in that bankruptcy is our money, mine and yours, that came out of the banks he borrowed from. So, we now have a serious inquiry. And by the way, it doesn't mean there are other people out there that need more delving into. But Donald Trump has done a lot of things, and his family. How do you go out and make our country secure by making deals with people in the Middle East who are funding your business operations? What are you going to do? Tell your partner that they're not playing right and you're going to throw them in jail? No. They know they've got you. They've got their hooks into you. Sometimes they're subtle, sometimes they're not. We are going to see over the next 6 months, probably a few hundred books will be written by different people, if not 1,000 or more. We're going to see different parts of the investigation into the people who have not yet been indicted, because from just me observing in public what's known, there are enough laws and rules that have been broken. And while Mueller was not tasked to indict people for those laws and rules that were broken, he sent that information to people. He's done the background work. You will see more work happening in the courts that will deal with this. We're going through a period that I hope will wake us up. Any of us could want change because we find a government too boring, too easygoing, too intellectual, too this, too that. There's always somebody to convince you that they don't have your best interest at heart. Patriotism, and there's a synonym that's used with patriotism, believe it or not, and we've all heard it recently, nationalism. They say they're similar. Well, they're very different. Patriotism is more a devotion to a country and ideals and the rest of it that you believe in, that you shed your blood for, that you will work hard for. Nationalism is kind of following the dictates of a person or system that, yes, we will all march together and do this. Very fine lines, but very different words. So look up the words and the rest of it. But patriotic is someone who understands, in my book, this is my definition, of what a wonderful country we have, how it got to where it is, and what it takes to keep it going. As I've said before, I registered as a Democrat because you got to register as something to vote in elections before the final election, so your voice is heard before you're left with those final choices. I told anybody who's listening and wants to listen, even in private conversation, my favorite president in the modern era is Eisenhower, a Republican. He came back when he saw the Autobahn system that Hitler put in that was great for him in Europe when he was moving his troops and everything around, and that was how he based a lot of making our interstate system. That's a person who's not afraid to adapt ideas that are good for us. Abraham Lincoln, technically the first Republican, he had enough insight to understand that to fund and make the Intercontinental Railroad would help us build as a country. Remember, we started off on the East Coast with 13 states. We're 50 states now. We have the whole territory. We have spent money from our federal government, our money, to grow the territory we own, to grow the technology we have, to grow the background and security that we have. We don't want to let it get, in plain English, pissed away because we're not paying attention. So, profits, as I said, companies decided they were going to go to China because China had enough, educated enough, they were going to give them a good deal. And my company I worked for at the time when the curtain fell, not the Iron Curtain, I'm sorry, when China started to open up the other curtain, the silk curtain. When China started, the one thing they needed was they had the people, they had knowledge, they had no money and no resources on the international scale, no big bank accounts that they have now, but they knew they could get it different ways by offering up a working population and opening their country. So they went looking around, and they bought plans from a company I worked for something that is not high-tech, but we were one of the best, that they could buy an instruction book of how to build it. And it wasn't a book. It was a volume of volumes of books. Company I worked for dated way back to Thomas Edison's original operations. In the old days, most power plants were coal-fired. So they want to know how to build it because that's one of the easiest to build. And coal, when you understand the different types of coal, we can get into that another time. They knew they needed power plants to have energy to put factories up so they could attract people. You could attract people. You can't build anything if you don't have the power to run the factory. Everybody ran over there knowing they could offshore their profits and all this other good jazz. Let me leave that. There are just so many subjects that are so interesting to understand. Let me go to one of my favorite ones that really is foundational to our country. Well, let me quickly remind everybody that on Facebook, you can find me at AE, the equal sign, MC, and then a 2 for squared. And then you can find me on AE and on Gmail at AE, the word equals, MCSQ at gmail.com. And then I believe on Instagram it's AE, the word equals, MC squared, squared spelled out. And you could get to find me. And every now and then when I place comments out there, because when I'm on the internet, there are just so many people who, I'll tell you, the internet has another aside, but it's important. It allows people to express themselves. Well, I'd say a good 40% of the people express themselves with emojis, self-made things, and curse words that they even make up, because they feel they're shouting into this great big tunnel so people will hear them. Okay? So, and I've been reminded that you could find my podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Culture Radio, which has given me my start of where I started broadcasting. I believe in small businesses. Oh, the links are all located on my Facebook page. So as I said, the letters AE, the equal sign, the MC, and a 2. If you need that little caret sign before the 2, because you can't make a squared symbol otherwise. So you'll find all the links and the rest of it out there. It's not hard. Even I've been able to find some of them. I am not great at the internet and all the little things that are out there. I keep playing. So I find people cursing and yelling on the internet. You know what? People need to allow themselves to vent. Humans build up things. Unlike a pressure cooker, they don't have that cute little vent that when the pressure gets too high, you'll hear it whistling and the lid doesn't blow off, but they let the steam out. Humans build up the steam and sometimes they let it out in some of these ugly ways where they take a weapon and they go in and they mow people down. I am proud of my human brethren in New Zealand, of the woman who's in charge of that place, who stepped up to the mic and said, this is wrong. I once wrote about this and when I was younger, and I've said it on my podcasts. I love words, and when I was learning, I wanted to absorb everything. And as a child, when I heard the word minority, I went to my parents or to the library or to the dictionary, and I wanted to know, what's a minority? Well, they started to tell me, well, in the United States, blacks, Asians, you know, Hispanics, people who are less than all the white people who are here, that's a minority. Oh, okay. You could open your refrigerator, and you could say that if you have more liquids inside your refrigerator than solids, you know, bread and meats, that your bread and meats are the minority in your refrigerator. Liquids are the majority. So majority and minority are situational. I understood this as a kid. So when people explain to me that in the United States, the whites are the majority, and to give me examples, they weren't being racist. They were just trying to let a kid understand this. But this kid already had realized there's a big planet and a lot of continents and a lot more people. And I figured out at a very early age that, you know what? We are just one of the colors on the planet, and we are the minority color on the planet. Do we want everybody else to hate us because we look down on them? To me, no. So anyway, Mueller's report, Mueller's activity, and all the I read it.
No, you gotta say it out loud.
I read it.
Yeah, but the people don't know.
I know.
Okay.
My technical group, I love people telling me how I should do things better or right, because as I said, makes me think about what I'm doing and how I'm thinking. And if anything, as I've freely admitted, I am a very abstract thinker. So the Mueller report, Mueller's work and the things that have come out from all the investigations of news agencies and other agencies, the second leg of our government, the Congress, while it was all Republican till the 2018 election, which I was proud of my country. It is not a midterm election. We're electing all of the House of Representatives. Over 400 people that represent all 300 million of us. Midterm election? To me, every 2 years when that happens, everybody should be out there to vote, because those are the people who run the budget, put it together, finalize it, and control most of the purse strings. Never consider any election less than any other election. Just because you're electing a president every 4 years doesn't make that election better. So they added one more person to the amount of people that are being elected? That doesn't make that a more important election. Let's understand it. We always hope that we have a president that all of us can be proud of. It's never going to be all of us. There's always someone who will not like, bless my technical staff for sneezing. We will always find things that we disagree with. But you know what? No human is perfect. None of us. And the more we understand and look at ourselves and keep trying to improve who we are, how we do, how we interact, the less time we waste on ugly anger, the better we'll be. Where I was going before with the nukes were, we have enough nukes now that we could look at North Korea and say, you know what, you could develop all the nukes you want. Stockpile them all. You only have so much country. If you send one of them against an ally of ours, if you send one of them even heading in our direction, we will send enough that it will explode every nuke you have, every building you have, and you will be turned to glass. Depending on what we do, we'll all have to live with the pollution that comes after that. Nuclear war does not make sense. And the more people would assert this, maybe the smarter it'll be that what we waste our time on. We need to spend money on maintaining our nuclear stockpile. This is materials that need proper handling, storage, and upgrading and conditioning so that we always have it ready. It's an over-deterrent. We may find new delivery methods, but we can use the same fissionable material. Enough said, we need a strong army. I am for a strong military. But we need them for a lot of reasons. If anybody was listening to the news in the last week, in between Donald bloviating and everything else, you had the Marine General who's on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, top Marine technically in the active duty right now. He came out and said that all this moving around of people to our southern border because of this unbelievable invasion of these poor people from Central America that are going to overrun our country. The distraction. In fact, it was a cute news article if people looked enough and read enough that people were stealing the razor wire because if you know how to do it, you don't get cut by it. They steal it and use it for other things. So technically, Donald is supplying them with materials for other uses. So, he's spending a lot of money, and while he's doing it, as I've said, the accountant, the auditor, the forensic analyst in me knows that he's giving these contracts out, the people he's giving the contracts to are funneling things to him through the back door, through membership in his clubs, through reservations at his hotels. How many times do I have to explain it? He knows how to get money through the back door. He's skimming profits, but he's not going into a casino and just taking money off the table. He's getting it sent to him. He goes to Mar-a-Lago because nobody could control who comes and goes. He doesn't keep registers, and he talks to people. Our oil prices, I've told you, even when oil is not disrupted on the world market, our gas prices during his presidency have gone up over weekends, especially holiday weekends, by 15 and 20 cents, and then it comes down after the weekend's over. Those extra profits that they make, they know they have to send a bit back to him through the back door. The man is brilliant at doing this. I give him that. But we don't need a brilliant thief running our country. So, again, Mueller has done his work properly, quietly, and maybe on what he had, he couldn't see that final piece. But what has come out during this from all the other papers and analyses and investigations is why you're going to see all these other things going on. Now that we put a check by putting in enough Democrats in the House, let's look at the Senate. Let's not have Trump tell you that he needs more power. He takes whatever power he wants. We have to control him from giving away the ship, because I can tell you, having, as I said, I have dealt with Russians, including the KGB. I'm not saying I have more extensive experience than anyone. But this were KGB top agents of the same level that Putin was. And after the Soviet Union declined, they went out to do business like anybody else. But they were not mentally like anybody else. The way they approached and did business, they were in their own way to really getting things done, because they'd already brainwashed themselves as to what we are. We have to recognize that we have a gift here. That's what patriotism is about. Keeping this country for us, for our descendants, so that it doesn't disappear. Properly fixing our immigration laws, fixing our medical. Everybody needs coverage. We do it. As I've explained before, we have emergency rooms so nobody dies on the street. But how we pay for the emergency rooms, all of the bills for all these things that happen, it comes out of our pocket. Let me quickly just explain that, as I've taught everybody, any business that stays in business puts every expense, not just taxes, everything, salaries, whatever it is, marketing expenses, things that they're going to spend money on that you don't think about, puts it in the price of what we pay. So everything that any millionaire, billionaire, CEO spends on a PAC or backing an election, bankruptcies that happen, it came out of our pocket. When you understand this, we've got truth in labeling on foods and stuff, so you know how much sodium is in it, how much sugar is in it. Well, that's not all that'll kill you. We have truth in labeling on drugs. We've got a lot of truth in labeling. What we need maybe is a label on corporations saying how many taxes. Let me explain that quickly, because this is a very important point. When a corporation goes out and buys materials and they have to pay sales tax, they pay the sales tax because they're going to make something out of the materials that they're going to sell to you to make their money. So they pay the sales tax, they include that in their price, and when they sell it to you, they recover the taxes that they spent. A wash. Same with property taxes. They have to pay it, whatever jurisdiction they're in. Same with license taxes and the rest of it. However, income taxes, especially on a federal level, it's like a big economic chess game. So they price these goods and services to include the taxes that they expect to pay on the profits they expect to make on whatever they're selling you. Except, there's this cute little word, deferred. You know, when you have to get a tooth pulled and you're not, it's hurting you, you want it out, but you'd like to defer the pain of having someone inject you and pull that thing out? Well, you get to defer taxes. Look at financial reports. We don't have much time left, so I'm going to